course. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. A Michigan police officer charged with murdering a black man after a traffic stop has been fired.
The city of Grand Rapids says Christopher Schur was dismissed from the police force effective last Friday, following his second-degree murder charge in the death of Patrick Leoya, who was shot during a traffic stop in April, in which Leoya is seen on body cam resisting Schur and grabbing the officer's taser, refusing commands to drop it. A struggle that prosecutors say doesn't constitute self-defense. Schur's attorneys say the officer feared for his safety and will be exonerated. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A senior member of ISIS detained by U.S. forces after coalition forces say they conducted a raid in Syria. The forces say the member of ISIS was determined to be an experienced bomb maker. No civilians were harmed during the operation. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is investigating reports that two military veterans from Alabama are missing in Ukraine.
We'll do the best we can to monitor this and see what we can learn about it. Well, without getting into hypothetical, obviously, if it's true, we'll do everything we can to get them safely back home.
If confirmed, the two would be the first Americans fighting for Ukraine known to have been captured since the war began. The first COVID shots for kids under five have moved a step closer to approval. An FDA advisory panel has given the okay to vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. The recommendation needs the approval of the full FDA, then a move to the CDC for authorization. A police investigator in Brazil says a suspect has confessed to fatally shooting an indigenous expert and a British journalist in the Amazon has taken officers to where he says the bodies were buried. Police say they recovered remains, but they have not yet been positively identified. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The federal investigation of a building collapse in Florida is entering a new phase.
It's called invasive testing, where concrete and steel from the Champlain Tower cell site will be cut and drilled into to determine the material's role in the collapse in Surfside, Florida, a year ago next week. 98 people died when the 12-story building came down. The investigation's conducted by the Commerce Department's National Institute of Standards and Technology. That agency says the material collected from the collapse has been stored at a warehouse and cataloged to create a 3D model of the building. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has ruled the federal government improperly lowered drug reimbursement payments to hospitals and clinics that serve low-income communities. The reduction ended up costing those facilities more than $1 billion annually. The High Court ruled unanimously in a case involving payments for drugs largely for cancer that are used by Medicare patients in hospital or outpatient departments. Medicare provides health insurance for nearly 60 million people aged 65 and older, or for people with certain disabilities. Thieves in Central Florida made off with more than 1,000 gallons of fuel.
Police in St. Cloud, Florida, outside Orlando, say thieves stole 1,100 gallons of diesel fuel from a gas station costing about $6,000, Police Sergeant Wayne Souza.
The seal on the pump itself was tampered with, and therefore once that's tampered with, then access can be gained to the mechanism of the pump, bypassing the need for payment.
The thieves drove off with tanks filled with the fuel in the bed of their pickup trucks. Police in Houston report similar crimes, including one instance costing $8,000 in diesel. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
After the Fed raised interest rates 0.75 points, Wall Street saw solid gains. The Dow up 303, the Nasdaq up 270, the S&P plus 54 points. I'm Lisa Lacerra, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.